We have another really great, really relevant question to think about. What does the Bible say about retirement? That's a great question. Admittedly, I can't speak from experience here, so I will do my best. And again, admittedly, I'll be honest, when I think about retirement, I think that my first thought and sort of gut instinct is to think of that sort of Freedom 55 ads, you know, like a happy couple dressed in matching white and khaki clothing running down the beach sipping Mai Tais. That's retirement, right? Isn't retirement all about palm trees and party umbrellas? It's not like that, huh? Well, London Life, I'm afraid, is a little off the mark when it talks about retirement. So let's go and see what the Bible says about retirement. And interestingly, frankly, the Bible really doesn't say a whole lot about retirement. Because to be honest, you know, retirement is a fairly new, fairly modern concept. You know, this idea that you could retire at an early age and then live off of savings or a pension or something like that, that didn't happen consistently until about the 1800s, and certainly not in the time of the Bible. A lot of the people who lived during the time of Jesus would have said, "What are you talking about?" You know, the Bible doesn't say much about retirement because it just wasn't a part of their worldview. There is, though, one place in the Bible where it does talk about something like retirement, and that's Numbers 8, 24 to 26. So Numbers 8, 24 to 26, God is doing a little HR for the tabernacle, and he says, this applies to the Levites. Men 25 years old or more shall come to take part in the work at the temple of meeting. You know, they would build the tabernacle and then take it down when they traveled. They would be involved in the sacrifices and moving stuff around, all that kind of physical work. But at the age of 50, they must retire. They must withdraw from their regular service and work no longer. They may assist their brothers in performing their duties at the tent of meeting, but they themselves must not do the work. This then is how you are to assign the responsibilities of the Levites. This is the one place in the Bible where it talks about retirement specifically, and I think that we can learn some lessons from it. Admittedly, this only applied to the Levites, one out of 12 tribes, and it doesn't say anything about the Gentiles. But I think that this gives us an opportunity to think about retirement and understand that God does value this rest from work. That is one of the important things about retirement, is the value of rest. You know, God created work. He made Adam and Eve and put them in the garden to keep it, to work it and keep it. Work is not inherently bad. Work is good. But rest is too. It is important to rest. There is a time to work and a time to rest, and retirement is an important time for rest. You've got that break from the rest in the morning, early out the or get up in the morning, early out the door, you know, 9 to 5 stress of the workday. You have the opportunity to stop and appreciate the blessings that God has given. That, I think, is why the Levites withdraw from service at 50. God knows we need this reminder to pause. Now, I'm not saying that your career is work time and then you can rest when you're retired. I really think God has created an ebb and flow of work and rest that should happen all throughout our lives. I mean, you know, 6 work days and then rest on the Sabbath. That's a natural part of the work week that should come all through our lives. But I do want to affirm, based on this passage in Numbers, that retirement is a God-ordained idea. Retirement is important because it enables rest. A second, retirement accounts for the realities of aging. right? I mean, 80-year-old bodies are different from 70-year-old bodies, or different from 50-year-old bodies, or different from 30, right? And no one expects us to keep the same hours and efficiency that we had in our 30s once we're into our 60s. You know, our bodies are capable of different things at different stages in life, and retirement takes account of that. You know, the Levites, they really were the jack of all trades, and I don't think they wanted to be slaughtering animals at the age of like 75. They had hard work to do in the tabernacle, and God established this 50-year-old retirement age so that they could take a break from it, because their bodies just weren't up to it. I really think that retirement acknowledges the reality of aging. So Numbers 8, 24 to 26 there gives us this sense that, that retirement is good, right? It allows us to rest. It takes into account the reality of aging. The question, though, is what are you going to do with that time? If you notice, the Levites didn't just like leave the temple and then head straight to the beach. They were welcome to, and I suspect they were probably encouraged to continue to serve and help out at the tabernacle. You know, I got to thinking about it. Remember in the Christmas story, Zechariah is at work in the temple when he finds out that he is going to be the father of John the Baptist. And it says in that passage, he was well along in years. I suspect that Zechariah would have been past retirement age at that time. And he was still working away at stuff. So I think it's important, too, for us to understand that retirement is a time for service. You know, you've spent much of your life working to make money. In retirement, your work can be for the sake of helping others. I mean, Titus 2 talks about older men setting an example for younger men, older women teaching younger women. 2 Timothy 2, Psalm 78, both talk about passing the gospel on from one generation to the next, to the next, to the next. And Psalm 92, 14 and 15 says, the righteous will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him. Retirement is not running down the beach in matching tunics. Retirement involves bearing fruit. Retirement involves service. And I think I would put it like this. Think of retirement not simply as freedom from work, but freedom to serve. Right? Not freedom from work, but freedom to serve. I mean, when you're at that age, you have a great opportunity to make a difference in your family, in the neighborhood around you, in the world. You know, you don't have this fixed schedule, the pressures of the workaday world. Rest is an important part of retirement, but I mean, if you rest too long, you're probably going to go a little cuckoo. So why not invest some of that time into serving others? And I mean, you don't need to be going on grand gestures of mission trips to Tunisia in your 80s. Like, you can do things that are appropriate for your age and your circumstances, your physical ability. Call somebody, encourage them, right? Knit hats for newborns, volunteer at Friendship House or food bank, build into your grandkids, write somebody a card, pray for someone and let them know that you are building them up, holding them up in prayer. These simple actions really do matter. And I know that there are many of you who are doing this, right? You're not sitting on your butt in your retirement doing nothing. I know that you are out there making an effort to help other people, to help your kids during this time. It's great when you look for ways that are appropriate to your age and your circumstances to continue to serve the Lord, because that service never really ends. I'm thankful for your work in that. So think of retirement not as freedom from work, not only as freedom from work, but as freedom to serve. Now, just to close, I want to read to you something that I got from the website gotquestions.org. If you ever have a question, it's a great place to go to. People submit questions and then pastors respond to them. And so it's really practical stuff. So here's their article. Here's just a couple of sentences from their article on retirement, and I'll give them the final word here. They write, "The Christian never retires from Christ's service. He only changes the address of his workplace. In summary, when one reaches retirement age, whatever that is, the vocation may change, but the life's work of serving the Lord does not. Often it is these senior saints who, after a lifetime of walking with God, are able to convey the truths of God's word by relating how God has worked in their lives. The psalmist's prayer should be our prayer as we age. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, O God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your might to all who are to come." Let's pray.